This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
And I would have played it because of this thing that Jeff Passan, who's baseball's Adam Schefter, wrote an article predicting mega contracts today. Did you see this, Donnie?
I actually heard Austin and Joe talking about it.
So combined, Passan expects Cruz to get a $200 million contract and Skeens to get a $400 million contract. So combined, $600 million. And I'm actually going to criticize baseball for this more than the Pirates. Because do I think if the owner wanted to, he could keep one of these two guys? Yes, I do. I think he could sign O'Neill Cruz to a $200 million contract. I even think if he wanted to, he could sign Skeens to a $400 million contract and still make it work where they did not have like a $200 million payroll. Like, I think there are ways it would be difficult with Skeens if he's making that much money. It would be harder than Cruz. But I don't think it's like, I don't think it's a complete non-starter or should be a complete non-starter. It probably is. But I don't think it should be. Now, we've seen Brian Reynolds and Mitch Keller get extensions, but not to the extent. Cruz would be double Reynolds, and Skeens would be quadruple Reynolds. So, you know, that seems, given the history of the team, something that's completely outside of their framework for how much they want to pay their players. But make no mistake about it, it is a baseball problem when you get penalized for finding guys. In the case of Skeens, it's not like they, you know, wasn't like some great find, but still, you drafted the guy. And there's really no hope for a team of the Pirates' size. And I don't, like, again, like, if this were Milwaukee, Cleveland, Tampa, the A's, the Marlins, the White Sox, the Royals, you know, there's, I could keep going. There's probably 10 to 12 teams that, if they had the same dilemma, they develop O'Neill Cruz. Great trade by Neil Huntington to flip 3 months of Tony Watson and get O'Neill Cruz back for me. That's a remarkably good trade. That's an incredible trade. And Paul Skeens, 1-1. You take him over Dylan Cruz. I say it constantly. I do give Ben Cherington credit for that. That's the one thing I really shower him with praise for, because it was not revisionist history, as everybody said, to draft Paul Skeens. That's not true. But it's just impossible for a dozen teams, let's say, or half the league, to keep both of these guys. If this were the NFL, you could keep both of these guys. That'd be like keeping T.J. Watt and Ben Roethlisberger in his prime. You know, in hockey, you can keep Evgeny Malkin and Sidney Crosby. In baseball, you can't do this if you're the Pirates or if you're the Reds or if you're the Brewers or if you're the Marlins or if you're the Diamondbacks or if you're the Orioles or if you're the White Sox or if you're the White Sox actually, you know, they probably should be able to, but they never have. The White Sox have never given out a $100 million contract. Did you know that? They're in market three. They've never given out a $100 million contract. They're one of, I think, two teams in Major League Baseball that have never done it. The A's are the other one. Insane. The White Sox have never done it.
I mean, now I'm like thinking of, like, I know they were like a pretty good team a few years ago. Like one of those years they had La Russa.
And they won the World Series in 05, but it wasn't like $100 million contracts grew on trees back then.
That was 20 years ago. Yeah. That might as well be the Stone Age.
Yes. So, you know, it's just, and here's what this underscores too. You only have these guys for a very small window. O'Neill Cruz is making $785,000 right now. Paul Skeens is making $740,000. So you're paying Skeens and Cruz half of what you're paying Tommy Pham. And you are 12-24 right now. You've lost two out of every three games you've played. Like, we came into the season thinking the Pirates had the golden goose in Paul Skeens where they're, here's the best pitcher in baseball, and you're paying him $740,000. You've got O'Neill Cruz, who might go, he's going to go 30-30 this year, barring an injury. There's an outside shot, he goes 40-40, and you're paying him $785,000. And Jeff Passan says the market is going to tell you guys that they're worth more than a half a billion dollars. You got him for less than $2 million, and you've built one of the worst baseball teams to this point in Pirates history around these two guys. It's incredibly embarrassing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.